Heading out to Ellicottville this morning, checking in at Holiday Valley with Marketing Director Jane Eshbaugh. Jane, you must be loving the forecast this week, especially Thanksgiving Day, where we only see a high of 22.
Well, it certainly is beautiful down here, and we have been able to be making snow in preparation for the opening of our season.
How long have you been making the snow?
We started on the 13th. Had a good run for a few days, and since then it's kind of on and off, but we have been getting a lot of natural snow as well.
Yeah, getting some of that snow to help you guys out. What were you thinking when you heard about the forecast for this upcoming Thursday? I mean, a high in the 20s, that's got to be perfect for you guys.
Well, that's great weather for making snow. It's a little chilly for people wanting to take a hike on Thanksgiving after eating turkey, but it'll be great for getting us set up for the next day of opening day.
Okay, so you're planning to open on Friday, Black Friday, or you might want to call it White Friday, right?
Yeah, definitely White Friday for us. On Friday the 23rd, it will be the opening day of our 2018-19 season.
Now, is that an early opening or average? What would you say?
Well, we always target the day after Thanksgiving to open, meaning that all our departments are ready, everybody's hired and trained and would be ready, but it is a target, so definitely weather permitting. Generally, I think our average opening day is around beginning of December, around the 5th to the 10th. So it is a little early for us.
So you're benefiting from a lot of this cold weather we've been having.
Oh, yeah. The ability to make snow when it's cold is great. You know, it makes good snow, and it's more energy efficient when it's cold.
Well, what does the temperature have to be for you to be able to make snow?
Well, that varies. If you want to make really good snow at a high energy efficiency rate, it has to be below around 25 or so. It also depends on the humidity. So generally kind of around the 25-degree mark.
When you look past this Thursday, it looks like we have kind of a little bit of a warm-up over the weekend, maybe even getting near 50 on Sunday. Is it going to maybe be a situation where if you don't get out on Friday, you don't get out earlier on Saturday, you might have to wait a little while longer?
I wish I could predict the future. But right now, hopefully we'll open for the season, but that'll be day by day, because it is so early. But we have been able to make over 65 acre feet of snow so far. So on the slopes that we've been making snow, should hold up.
How many snowmaking guns do you have at Holiday Valley?
Oh my goodness, that's a good question. In our automated system, we have about 350. And then we have an additional maybe 400 of the non-automated guns.
Are they going right now?
Right now we are not. It's just a little bit too warm and too humid to make it efficiently. So we're just getting a little Mother Nature snow right now.
I see. You kind of pick and choose the times and the conditions that are best to be making it. Do you have any other upgrades at Holiday Valley that are coming this year?
Sure. Well, in addition, we did put in a significant amount of new snowmaking. We purchased a new groomer, and we have a new lift in our beginners area. We're really trying to get people to come out and try skiing. So the new lift is it's called a conveyor lift. Sure. It's kind of like in the airport where you go on the moving sidewalk. So it's really easy to get on. You just shuffle over, get on the moving sidewalk, and get up to the top of the beginner's area.
Boy, where was that when I learned, with the rope tow and the T-bars, things like that?
Exactly.
It's a lot easier now.
All right, Jane, we thank you so much. It's Jane Eshbaugh over at Holiday Valley. They're getting ready to open on Friday. It'll be perfect temperature for them, making all that snow. 20s is what we're expecting for a high on Thursday.